Katie, the Ultimate Tour is going to be back for 2019. Glad to be taking part again.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to being part of it, turning out some anger again this year. Obviously, last year we were unable to go because the storm season ran on a little bit longer, so Stars went last year in our place, but we are back this year.
And from a personal level, what do you get out of it? It's obviously the game you love and playing it carefree in the sun, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. It comes as a sort of well-deserved fun end to what can be a demanding season, I guess. And it's a great opportunity for us to give something back to the fans that have supported the Super League all season. We can play against them, play with them as well. I think there are something like 43 teams already signed up this year, so it should be really good. We have loads of things to do as well. On the Friday, we play a show match against any of the teams that have entered that they can come and play against us. They then continue to play all afternoon to determine whether they're in the plate or the cup competition. And on the Saturday, we get signed up to one of the teams that are in the cup and we play with them all day. So it's really great to meet loads of the netballers through that.
I suppose the thing is, well, it's almost like you playing with Shani at the weekend. You don't know which Super League player you're going to end up with in your squad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully they think it's a good idea, sort of us going into their squads. And like you said, we just bring a different aspect to their game, but we're there to support them in whichever way we can. In previous years, we've played with them or we've coached for them, depending on what the teams need. Obviously, they bring a squad out. We don't always want to take the place of somebody else, so we're there to help them with whatever they want us to do, really.
Some of the names that are already signed up are you, Mickey, Tamsin, Josie, Hannah, Rach, Kat. That's a certain Super League winning back-to-back title side.
Yeah, return of the storm, isn't it? the first year that we went out to La Manga, it was actually just attended by Storm. And then over the seasons, it's kind of developed. So now we've got Storm, Wasps, and as I said, there were Stars players that went out last year. And this year, I know for a fact that, as you've mentioned, there are some Wasps girls, there are some Storm girls, and there are some Stars girls going out as well.
How much is it taken seriously, or is it purely a fun tournament?
A bit of a mixture of both, really. It depends how the teams are composed. So there are some teams out there that are club players that play together week in, week out. Other teams are like a reunion, teams coming back together. And there are some back-to-netball teams that go out as well. Everyone out there is keen to play and to play well and to enjoy all of the games. Some teams take it more seriously than others. But as I said, it's great for us to get to know all the different teams, however seriously they're taking the competition.
It's the fifth year of the Ultimate Tour. And for that pool party, they've managed to get Judge Jules.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the atmosphere and the social element to the tour is absolutely amazing. In my experience, all the Super League players have got on sort of really well with all of the different people, and there's loads of events which allow us to socialise with all the different netball teams and actually the different sports competitors that are out there as well, because there's obviously the football and the rugby that are out there as well. As I said, there's events that go on at different times. So on the Thursday, there's the pool party, which, as you mentioned, we'll have Judge Jules headlining at that one. The Friday, obviously, you've got the games during the day, and then the evening is more of a free night. So teams can relax or they can enjoy the resort. And then the Saturday is playing all day, and then there's the presentation awards dinner. So for the netball, that'll be hosted by Tamsin. And it's really just like a celebration of the whole weekend and the winners and lots of different awards go on at that evening.
How have you got on in it in the past? Have you managed to win any stuff?
It's hard to remember. First year, I don't think I got too far with my team. The last time I went, so not last year but the year before, I think I got to the final with my team, but my team got pipped to the post by Hannah's team. So Hannah Reid was in the winning team actually that year.
No change there, eh?
Yeah.
UltimateTour.co.uk online is where you can find tickets, much more information, but as usual with that lineup, things are always going to be close to selling out. It's going to be taking place between the 13th and 16th of June, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd 100% recommend it. If you're sort of there and your netball team sort of wants to go out and participate, as I said, 43 teams signed up already. I think that's 7 spots left. So If you think it might sound like something for you, definitely sign up as soon as possible.